This is the first Antiques Roadshow in reverse. What have you thrown away that you wished you'd have kept?
Well, I must have been about 10 at the time, and I had a £5 note, which had been miscut. It was as if when the note had gone through the cutting machine, its edge had been concertinaed down before it had been cut.
Now, does this, is this like stamps? I know stamps are like that. A misprinted stamp is worth £1 billion. Have you actually had any evaluation on this?
None official. I've had lots of opinions from friends in so-called colleagues.
How do you know it wasn't a snide? How do you know somebody hadn't run it up in their back garden? How do you know it's a real fiver?
It's that feeling that the notes have to win. They're brand new, you know, it's a crisp £5 note.
Yeah.
And
what happened to it anyway?
Well, I spent it.
I see. He held on to it for all 35 minutes and then cracked. What do you remember what you bought spent it on?
I think it was sweets. I think I bought some shrimps with it.
£4 or £5 worth of shrimp. That's a that's the Bubba Shrimp Company right there. You get regular Tom Hanks.
If you get those shrimps, they'd probably be an investment.
The shrimps themselves, the original 1971 shrimp. and at the time, did you know you had something valuable on your hands?
No, not at the time at all. I think it was about 5 years later.
Mm.
I'm sure I saw some sort of or someone had told me that about how there was a program about the mint and how nothing ever left the mint unless it was in pristine condition.
And you had this. And now, as far as you know, there's someone who's got it in a vault in Japan and lives off the interest of what it's worth.
I would imagine so, yeah.
You see, what do you do for a living?
I'm a designer. A graphic designer.
Okay, graphic designer. See, had you kept onto your fiver now, you could have been like Chris Evans, living over there, lighting every cigar with $100 bill. But you didn't. You spent it on shrimps. And thus goes your life, my friends. Don't be too down.